And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VerilDana.com.
Hi, this is Doug Currier from VerilDana. Did you know that most bonuses paid to non-exempt employees need to be factored into the calculation of overtime pay? Yes, it is true that a purely discretionary bonus does not have to be included in overtime, but most bonuses are not considered discretionary by the Department of Labor. Even if the bonus is not guaranteed, or the amount of the bonus is not specified, if employees are told up front that there is a potential for a bonus, then it is not going to be considered a discretionary bonus. Think of it this way: if there is an incentive component to the discussion of bonuses, even if the discussion is vague, then the amount of any bonus paid needs to be factored into the calculation of the payment of overtime for non-exempt employees. For more information about this or any other labor and employment law topic, please contact a member of VerilDana's Labor and Employment Law Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VerilDana.com.